Corruption in the Department of Education. Several publishers were found to have bribed a senior education official in Sichuan to get help for selling their textbooks to schools in the province. The former deputy head of Sichuan's education department, He Xiaoyong, and his wife went on trial in the Intermediate People's Court in the provincial capital, Chengdu, on the 21st of December. Charges included bribery and abuse of power. Prosecutors accused the couple of taking 13 million yuan in bribes from 2008 to 2014 for influencing how prestigious public schools procure textbooks, recruit staff, and manage student enrollments. More than half of the bribes were related to textbook selection. Court documents viewed by Taixin show that a number of publishing houses, including Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press and the Beijing Normal University Press, paid her to have their publications included in a government-approved catalogue. Schools can only buy textbooks included in a catalogue approved by education authorities in each province. That means publishing houses whose textbooks are chosen for use in schools can make a lot of money. But textbook selection is not the only favor He seemed to have given. The education official was also charged with abuse of power for renting out an office building belonging to the Sichuan Education Department to his wife and business associates for less than market value. Prosecutors did not say how much he profited from that deal. He became deputy head of Sichuan's education department in 2008. A party internal inquiry into the education official's possible misconduct started last year. His predecessor, Wang Fengxiong, was also in trouble for having helped Beijing Normal University Press sell textbooks in 2002 in exchange for 80,000 yuan to cover tuition for a PhD course and other misdeeds. Wang was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2010 for taking bribes totaling more than 550,000 yuan. No verdict in Hu's cases was handed down by the court in Chengdu, and it is not clear whether representatives from the publishers have been punished for their roles in the scams.